Evan.
This is turning into a potluck, and I didn't bring a snack to the date.
Oh my goodness. Here we go.
Welcome back,
welcome.
People. We are back.
We're back. We're very excited.
And
it's been months, so many months since new Bachelor Nation content.
Well, we had the greatest seasons ever, whatever that was called. And like that was only maybe a month and a half, 2 months ago. It feels like forever ago.
That was at least 6 months ago.
But the Bachelorette is back.
The Bachelorette
Claire
is back.
Claire Crawley is our gal.
And as Chris Harrison says every year and has every year for my entire life, this actually may be the most dramatic season of The Bachelor.
I think there's a chance. And we're going to get all into that and some more on this episode of...
Drum roll. We're
Batch Please. It's back, baby.
Batch Please. We are back. I'm Allison Gunnell.
I'm Evan Delaney.
We are so excited to be back with all of you in your ears while you listen to our podcast.
Let's just get into it.
Let's talk about Claire. Let's talk about Claire.
We've talked about her a little bit, I think, on previous Greatest Seasons Ever episodes, but we've got some new people listening. We've got some people who didn't listen to those episodes. I understand why. It's 3 hours of Bachelor content.
3 hours, yes.
Very unnecessary.
I would like to first give a huge shout out to the Bachelor producers for making this a 2 hour premiere and not a 3 hour premiere.
I think they learned their lesson.
Greatly appreciated by everyone.
We've gone through enough
world.
This year.
Yeah, 2020 has been hard enough. We don't need a three-hour premiere, which, speaking of 2020, hope everyone's safe, healthy, doing your social distancing.
Why? What's going on?
Wearing your masks.
Is something going on
that
I'm not aware of?
COVID's only been going on
Everything
now for
seems
17
to be fine.
Years.
COVID, what the hell?
God, I'll never forget in March when I was like, oh, this will only last a few weeks. And
We did our Bachelor Peter season finale.
You're right.
The last day our studio is open. So we're actually not in our regular studio. We're in a different studio that is my room.
Yes, it's very, very professional. Very professional setup we got here.
But enough about the setup. Let's talk about Claire.
Let's talk about Claire.
The oldest Bachelorette, 39 years old.
39 years old.
She's
the woman
around,
knows what she wants.
She's been around the block a few times.
The
she
Bachelor block specifically, yes.
Juan Pablo's season, correct?
Yep, she was on Juan Pablo, also known as the worst Bachelor of all time. She was on his season, and it was awful. The whole season was terrible.
Mm-hmm.
And to be honest, wasn't a huge Claire fan that entire season.
Yeah.
Until the end when she like told him off and then everyone was like, okay, we're all here for this.
They showed an extra part of that clip where I hadn't seen before where Juan Pablo says, glad I didn't pick her.
Yep.
Which is low-key hilarious.
It's not hilarious if you knew how much
of
a D-bag Juan
Pablo
is.
But I don't, so it's funny to me.
Yeah, you don't have enough background, but one day.
Not enough background, nope.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Anyway, so they also, which they didn't show any of this, but she was on Bachelor Winter. Well, they showed her like Paradise stuff.
Yeah.
She was also on Bachelor Winter Games and got engaged. And they did not show that at all in the previews of her life.
Well, it just seems to not go well for her.
No, it doesn't.
So what are your expectations of her this year as being, you know, someone who is a seasoned vet within the Bachelor franchise and also someone who, I mean, this is... we're not ageist or anything. Like, she is clearly the oldest Bachelorette we've had, and you know, at a stage in her life, and she said it herself, where she knows what she wants, and it's time for her to find love.
Yeah, and I think that's my expectation is what, as things have already kind of rolled out to tell us, it was that she was gonna kind of make a choice pretty quickly, not as quickly as I think she made it, but I thought that she was gonna be pretty set on what she wanted. I thought she would be one that like made pretty definitive decisions quickly, and like the minute she didn't feel something or did feel something, she acted on it, because she is 39 and she keeps saying over and over again that she knows what she wants. So I feel like, I don't know, that was at least my expectation.
Yeah. I was definitely too shocked at how quickly it kind of seemed that this decision seemed to come to her. We'll get to that in a little bit.
I wonder, this season's going to be really interesting for anyone who's watching for the first time.
Yeah.
Who doesn't know how a regular season of The Bachelor or Bachelorette goes down, and they're going to see this season and be confused. So if this is your first time watching it, let us know what you think of this interesting dynamic this season. Also, quick shout out, not his first time, but one of his only times watching, to my boss/pal, Seth Walsh, who better be listening to this, but is also watching this season, and if I have it my way, will maybe go on a future season of the show.
Is it weird having two bosses? Like, I'm your podcast boss.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. As long as everyone's, as long as all of the bosses in my life are involved in the Bachelor Nation world, then we're fine. Then we're good to go.
So they really did this like the first 30 minutes of this episode was more of a preamble of like how Claire had, you know, managed quarantine, how the guys came in to the hotel at La Quinta. Not the hotel, the resort.
Which is a huge difference. I'm thinking of
the La Quinta. Imagine if this was at the La Quinta, by the way.
Yeah, that would be even better.
Yeah.
Continental breakfast.
Hell yeah.
But, I mean, that's one of the weirdest things about this season is that it's not at the mansion. The Bachelor Mansion is like a staple, I don't know, a staple of the show. And it's so weird that it's not taking place there. It really throws me off. I don't like it. I get it, but I don't like it.
I'll be interested to see what the feeling is like over the next few episodes. So I watched Listen to Your Heart, which you did not.
I did not.
This was also not the Bachelor Mansion, but it was still at a place that was mansion-esque. Like, this is clearly something that's totally different. And I don't know if I am digging it so much.
I don't dig it at all, because it's just too weird. But it also obviously is like an easier way for them to be able to social distance. They all get their own rooms, which is unique for the show. And they all, like, obviously this resort, or at least this part of the resort, the only people there are these contestants and whoever's working on the show.
And here's the thing. I talk about basketball a lot in this podcast. This is not a basketball podcast, but I try to make it one every now and then.
This is true.
The NBA did a wonderful job with their bubble. We kind of have a bachelorette bubble right now. And, you know, the way that they transformed the no fans into the virtual fans, like, it felt seamless. This is not feeling seamless yet.
Evan is having a really hard time with the fact that basketball's over, so he's going to bring it up as many times as he possibly can.
Okay. So one thing that I thought was interesting is kind of what the guys were doing within their two-week quarantine, so to speak. Like, you kind of had your expected things. They're getting yoked, they're lifting and all that, doing meathead stuff.
I feel like we focused too much on their whole COVID thing.
I mean, it was literally the first, like, half hour.
But the drama of waiting for their results was so stupid.
I love how Chris Harrison gave Claire her results.
Oh, my God. And your results are in.
That feels like a HIPAA violation.
And just, like, right, doesn't it? Actually, that's really interesting. I didn't even think about that. But they acted so dramatic, like, about the COVID test. Like, I have not had to receive a COVID test, so
I've had two.
But you have had two. And was it as dramatic as they were acting?
The first one I had, the swab went way up into my nose, basically into my brain noodles. The second one, not as deep, less uncomfortable. But I can see people kind of acting it up a little bit, especially for the camera.
Of course.
It kind of made me concerned that people aren't going to want to get tested because of the way some of these guys acted.
Because they were acting like it was the most dramatic thing that ever happened to them.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I was a little weirded by that.
The way it was all delivered was just so strange.
I think my two favorite, like, quarantine hotel activities was Ivan, who played chess against himself.
That was hilarious.
What a chess wizard.
That was funny.
And then the other guy, I forget his name, and I'm going to forget a lot of names so far because all these dudes kind of look the same, and I can't tell them apart.
Yeah, so far I know, like, one name.
But he, like, basically created a Claire out of towels in the hot tub.
Oh, that was so weird.
But what I want to know is...
You thought that was funny? That was creepy.
That was funny. What would you do in that two-week time period?
I would literally read books the entire time.
Yeah. How many books do you think you would crank out? You would probably get at least one a day done, right?
Depends on the type of book.
You're a voracious reader.
If it was regular books and I was literally sitting there reading, yes, I bet I could do one a day.
Yeah.
Not, like, I would bring all the Harry Potter books. I'd probably read those a couple times, maybe. I don't know. Yeah. I would read a ton of books. I don't know. Right now, I'm trying to read this Game of Thrones book, and it's taken a while.
Yeah. Well, I also wonder, too, because they probably don't get their cell phones. They don't get...
That's what I was wondering, if they can have normal stuff during quarantine. Because, like, can I watch TV? Because I can just binge all my...
Yeah, I don't know.
Just binge some shows, too.
I would definitely take online dance lessons.
What a weird
Which is actually
answer.
Something I did during quarantine.
Oh,
Took
God.
Online salsa dance and lessons for like a week or so.
Okay, and what's your more normal answer that you can share with
That group? Is my normal answer.
You
my,
would read, too.
I would probably write... And I would dance.
Dance, read, and write. Good.
Yeah, the three key ingredients of a happy life.
Perfect. What did they eat during this time?
I also don't know.
Do they have to, like, have everything delivered? Do the production people, like, help handle things? Do they, I mean, they can't like room service? Like, what did they eat?
Yeah, I
really, want to know more about that.
I really don't know. Maybe we'll find out later.
Maybe
I don't know.
We will. Maybe we won't.
That this might be an after the final rose type of thing where like some of these questions come out.
That could be.
I don't know. We'll see. But let's go ahead and get into the limo entrances. This was probably the next longest portion of the episode. Were there any in particular that happened to stand out to you? We're not going to go through them one by one because there's literally 31 dudes, which is way too many.
Ridiculous, yeah. Honestly, very, very few stood out to me.
It seemed normal.
Like, it was way too normal. A lot of boring ones, a lot of stupid ones. The only ones that genuinely stood out to me was Jason, who had, like, the pregnant stomach.
Yeah, and, which is a callback, right?
Yeah, he only did that because that was how Claire entered during Juan Pablo season when she came out the limo wearing, like, a fake baby bump.
Yeah.
So that was his, which I kind of thought was funny. Like, I thought that was kind of funny, like, stupid, but kind of funny. Other than that, the only ones I even remember were some dude who brought her flip-flops and said, you might want to wear these, which I thought was very nice because heels are really uncomfortable. The douchey Harvard dude, Bennett.
Bennett, yeah.
And then the one who I really want to know more about, which I really hope I get to know him better, is Kenny, who's a boy band manager.
I'm almost... So what boy band do you think it is?
That's what I need to know. It's obviously not like a super big one or...
Yeah, it's not...
It's not One Direction.
Yeah, it's not even 5 Seconds of Summer or Till Summer.
Oh, my God. I can't believe you know... Yes, that's correct.
I know my BBs.
Also known as Five Sauce. That's their version. Of course. 1D.
I didn't want to say Five Sauce and, like, the people not know what I'm talking
about. Right, no, that's fair. It's not like One Direction or anything. I know they're not currently a band, but they're always a band in my heart.
As always, yes.
And I don't know, but I need to know more about who he manages because I'm fascinated by that.
He looks like a boy band manager.
Oh, and he had a shirt with her dogs on it, which I thought was fun.
Yeah. So do you wonder if kind of Claire's, we'll say, low tolerance for BS. I mean, she's said this before. Like, she's not here to play games. She's here. And they all say that. But I think she actually means it more so.
No, I think she means it too.
Do you think that's what led to the less, we'll say, inventive or kind of corny, quirky limo entrances?
Probably.
Because that's how I took it.
Probably. I mean, I don't really remember the ages of the guys, but...
Most were between 28 and 36.
So I like to think that maybe they're a little more mature and then the regular, like, 24-year-old dudes who come on the show.
Yeah.
And could just be normal.
The more I think about it, the more I think I would do... And I know you would think I would do, like, a weird bit.
Evan, you would do a weird bit. There's no way in hell you get off that limo and you're just like, oh my God, nice meeting
you. But watching that last night, I feel like you just no. Be normal.
I refuse to believe that. You would do something.
I would do something. You're right.
There's no way.
I literally cannot control myself.
You don't even go one day without doing a stupid bit. You're not going to manage.
I can't control myself.
No, you cannot.
Okay, so a couple first impressions of the guys overall.
Mm-hmm.
So many tall dudes.
A lot of tall dudes.
The
I
height
like that.
Is
nice.
Insane.
What was the guy who was like legitimately 2 feet taller than her?
Oh.
That was wild.
I think his name was Jordan.
That was wild.
That sounds like his name. I've got them all written down, but I can't keep track.
I liked that there actually was careers this season.
There was and there wasn't.
There was some actual jobs, and usually they're not jobs. And they all say like,
We have a professor. We have a journalism professor.
I know.
Which should, like...
Shut up.
Hit near and dear to your heart because you were a lifelong journalism student.
Yeah, lifelong.
I think you have some bylines in the Times
or something. Yeah, I think. Yeah, I definitely do. And there's
a lot of
more
football players, too.
There's always football players.
But there's, like, four this year.
But I want to know more. It's, like, ex-professional football. What team did you play for? Like, tell me, like, where did you play?
I believe Dale, who we're going to get to shortly, played for the Packers.
Must not
my
have been
Packer
very
friend
good.
Spencer told me this.
It must not be very good.
None of the ones that show up on The Bachelor or Bachelorette are
throwback
ever any
to
good.
Colton.
Yeah. Just a strange mix of professions. Tall. All are very jacked. Like, there's no, like, just normal ass looking dudes. I'm getting very worried that my chances are slim to none.
That they're only going to have, like, super, super ripped dudes.
Yeah. And then just...
I think that's what sets you apart. You're different. You're, you know, fresh.
And just some, like, naming issues I have. There's a Jason and a Chasen.
Also, why is your name Chasen?
Get the fuck out of here.
Like, I'm sorry, but that is Chasen is not a real name.
And she has to get rid of one, if not both, just to get all the confusion out.
Too confusing. Jason, Chasen. Chasen should leave. I like Jason better.
It's like naming someone Chustin.
How is that the same?
Because it's the J is replacing the, like, Jason, Chasen.
It okay, all sure. Sure.
Chustin.
Also, there's two Blakes. Wait, actually, no. Blake Moynes?
Yeah.
He's normal.
He's normal. Other Blake,
the only one we
jury's
have.
Still out.
Blake Moynes is the only, like... The thing is, as a society who's always trying to be like, oh, yeah, we love dad bods.
Yeah.
Why don't we ever have anyone...
So definitely the Bachelor franchise is making strides on...
Yes, diversity. Was a lot better this
I think
time.
Body image
that
is
needs
gonna
to come
take
next.
Some time.
Yeah, that's going to take some time.
There was a Ringer podcast where I was listening to, and it's called Bachelor Party. And don't listen to it, just listen to ours. It's not worth it. but they're basically saying, like, that's going to be the last thing to fall. Like, they're going to have a purple person before they have a fat person.
I'm just like, yeah, I know. But just any sort of body that's not the same. And I'm not bashing those people on the show. They're great. They're all great. But it'd be nice to have multiple body types and shapes all mingled in together.
Yeah, but they're making strides in diversity.
But we're working on the diversity, so we're getting there. Slowly but surely, we're making some moves.
Let's go ahead and talk about Dale.
Okay, so
the limo entrance that swept her off her feet.
He literally comes out, talks to her for a second, goes inside, and honestly, it seemed like a little bit of an awkward, like, intro meet, not like that amazing, walks inside. She literally starts, like, shaking, and she goes, I think I just met my husband. And Chris Harrison's like, what? Like, this has never happened.
Harrison,
and you have, like, a ton of more dudes coming,
Chris
so
Harrison
what do you mean?
Chris Harrison is shitting his britches.
He's like,
what do you
mean by this? Because you have, like, two more limos worth of dudes coming. And she's like, no, like, I know what I want, and I've felt everything just now that I've never felt in my life, and I just know. And Chris Harrison's like, okay, well.
Yeah. Great. So I saw a lot of Dale heartthrobs on Twitter. What's your thoughts on Dale?
What do you mean you saw Dale heartthrobs?
Like, ladies just love Dale.
That's not what a heartthrob is.
Or he is the heartthrob, sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Like, what do you mean?
Look, we're doing this 30 minutes past my bedtime.
Yeah, this is a very late night version of Batch Please.
I've worked for over 12 hours today. Cut me some slack.
Evan's exhausted. He goes to bed at 9 p.m. every day.
Yeah.
So what you mean to say is you saw a lot of females on Twitter discussing their love for Dale.
Yeah, like, he's the certified hottie of the season. Is he the top hottie of the season?
I don't know. Jury's still out. I need more time to make that decision.
Okay.
He's a very good-looking dude, for sure. But I need more time to get to know the rest of them.
I have a great couple name for them.
What?
Dale Clairehart instead of Dale Earhart.
Nice.
That's pretty good, right?
Nice. I like that.
So that's going to be...
I also like if their couple name is Dare. Like, that's fun.
Like the drug thing?
What? No, like Truth or Dare.
Oh, I'm thinking of, like...
You're thinking of Dare, like, the program?
Yeah.
Did they do that at your school?
Yeah.
Did you guys have to write an essay and somebody won a bike?
I don't remember that part. Did you win the essay?
No, my brother won the bike his year.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, he won the Dare bike, and he was really excited about it.
Cool.
It was a very cool bike.
Does he still ride it?
Every day, yep. Dare bike, there's training wheels and everything.
That's great.
No, I don't actually know what happened to that bike, but shout out to Brendan for winning the Dare bike.
Okay, let's get to the cocktail party. So, I will say, this whole episode sort of felt uneventful to me. I think it's very much the calm before the storm.
I think they tried too hard to make it eventful when it really wasn't. Like, they tried to make us feel like there were things happening when it wasn't that big of a deal. Like, already drama between the dudes. We haven't even met you guys yet. Relax.
Yeah, the Tyler C, which, like, I'm
first
kind
of all, your name's Tyler C. You don't even deserve to be here. You're not really Tyler C.
If you're a Tyler C, you have to be, like, Zeus, basically.
Tyler C. Tyler Cameron set the bar too high for people named Tyler C.
I do like how Yosef called him Mini McConaughey, because literally the first second he opened his mouth, I was like, oh, this guy's McConaughey.
Interesting. I didn't even think after he said that, I was like, okay. I also like that his name is Yosef.
Okay.
I like that. That's a fun name.
It reminds me a bit of Yusuf Cat Stevens. Mm. You familiar?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I thought of. So I might call him Cat Stevens.
I liked Yusuf. At the beginning of the episode, I leaned to Jake and was like, oh, I like Yusuf.
Oh, I hard disagree.
I was like all in on Yusuf for like 2 seconds. Why? I don't know. During his little intro thing, I was like, I like him. And then he had a kid. And then immediately after that, I was like, just kidding. I don't like Yusuf anymore.
No, he gave off bad vibes, bad juju right away.
I don't know. I mean, I don't like him now. I mean, in the course of the one episode, I changed my mind. But for the first minute that I met him, I was like, okay, sweet. But remember, I also tried to give Jed the benefit of the doubt.
So basically, what you guys are hearing is that never listen to Allison when it comes to character evaluations.
That's not true.
She doesn't.
I just try to see the best in everyone and try to, you know, give everyone a chance. And that's the takeaway.
There was another guy. So I think this is the Blake Moyner, the guy. We like.
Yeah, I like him a lot.
So he broke the rules, quote unquote, and like reached out to Claire and was the only one to do so. I'm actually surprised
that
he was the only
one. I'm shocked he
was
the only one. He's such a goober too. I really like him. And she was like, just so you know, you broke the rule. And it meant everything to me. And she's like crying. I'm like, what's going on? I thought he was going to get in trouble.
I kind of thought he was going to get in trouble. I thought he was going to be like,
I think he thought that too.
I appreciate it. I have to send you home now, though.
I know.
Because rules are rules.
What's the point of a rule around here?
Yeah, I think this...
Everyone else is like, what the hell? Like, if we would have known that, we could have done that too.
That's such a good move on his part, though.
Good freaking move. He was the only dude. It set him apart.
And it seemed like, based on his, like, character so far, again, we saw maybe 3 minutes of screen time for him, but he seems like a good dude. I think it was genuine.
I like Blake. I'm already in on Blake. I'm already in on Blake coming to paradise.
He's there for the right reasons.
Yeah, he's nice. He seems like a teddy bear, you know? Seems like a teddy bear guy.
Going back to the Tyler seat and Yusuf thing real quick.
That was such a waste of my time.
So there was basically, Tyler C was talking about like, oh, he's DMing my friend on Instagram and stuff like that. We're at the point now where we should be able to fact check these things on air. Like give Claire a phone, give her an Instagram and be like,
let's
look
check
at
the
it.
Freaking DMs. Like, I agree. The background checks into these people are not they're not doing a good enough job.
Yeah.
Some of it is so easy to see.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that, well, I guess if it's in DMs, maybe it's a little harder, but just
they're about there. I'm sure there's a screenshot.
Oh, there's got to be screenshots. There's got to be receipts. It's got to be out there.
I will
we have
say.
Access to it. I think that adds a new element to the show. And I'm here for it.
The only thing that's kind of tough is that, like, they were told they're going on the show, and then they had to wait for, like, 4 months before figuring out if they were actually going to get to go on the show or not.
Yes.
So that is kind of weird to just, like, chill for 4 months and you're not supposed to date because you might go on the show or you might not. Like,
no one should date anyways because it's COVID.
Matt got to become the Bachelor during this time, and you're telling me Yusuf can't DM a girl? I don't really know that I
agree.
You're
sticking up for Yusuf, and
look,
is a skeez bag.
I'm not saying I like Yusuf. I'm just saying, is it unrealistic to assume that all these dudes just like didn't talk to anyone or go on a date or anything for 4 months while they waited to see whether or not the Bachelorette would happen?
If they really cared for Claire.
Okay, well, they didn't even need her yet, so.
Well, that's their fault.
Okay, well, whatever you say.
One guy I do want to talk about, I love Easy.
No.
Easy might be my favorite.
He's going to be the villain.
I think he's the funny conscience of everyone.
No.
Like, he says what everyone's thinking or like what everyone's experiencing with just this incredulous attitude.
I think it's ridiculous that you're commenting on my character, whatever, judgment, and you think that Easy, who's for sure going to be a villain of the season.
No.
Listen.
His name is Easy.
Which is already ridiculous.
With a Z.
Evan, listen, he's going to be a villain and it's not going to work out.
Do you want to put money on this?
Yeah, I do.
How much you want to wager? Wager either a 6-pack of claws or a 6-pack of bones.
Deal.
Shake on it.
But not really shake because
it's
COVID.
Air shake. We're most certainly sitting 6 feet away. Plexiglass in between us. It's very much a Pence-Kamala situation. I'm Kamala.
Masks.
She's Pence.
There's a fly on my head as we speak.
Yeah.
Flies. Okay, let's talk about the rose ceremony, and then I want to do a quick update on other things happening in Bachelor Nation. because a lot has happened.
Okay, cool.
Over the past several months.
Didn't know about that, but cool. We'll get to our two roses before we do that.
Of course.
So this rose ceremony, I, again, don't really know half the dudes.
No, not yet.
The people who did not get a rose. Guy named Robbie.
Don't know who that was.
Couldn't tell you who that is. Jordan, who was the tall guy, so remember him.
Yep.
Paige, who was the chef. I was rooting for him just because he was a chef.
No idea his name was Paige.
Which is also kind of a strange name. Jeremy, don't know. AJ, couldn't tell
you. I don't know who that is. Wait, AJ was the really awkward one.
Wait. Was he the guy in the straitjacket? We didn't talk about that. That's fucked up.
That was stupid. That was ridiculous.
I didn't like that, first of all, because...
A, it's kind of making fun of people that have mental illnesses, and that's the only reason there needs to be.
Yeah, and I just...
We're out on him. Very out.
Yeah.
No, the guy who was super awkward, who was like, I don't remember what I said. I hope I didn't mess it up. And he squeezed her hand.
He was like, I'm bad at first impressions.
That's AJ.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's AJ.
Okay, then Chris, don't know who that is.
I don't know who Mike is.
Mike, irrelevant, and then Minnie McConaughey, which
so there's 23 remaining. Oh, okay, so by the way, really quick, there's the other, apparently there's another Tyler, I don't remember.
Yeah.
The other Tyler, Tyler S., Tyler Smith,
uh-huh.
He is country singer Granger Smith's brother. So if anybody knows the country singer Granger Smith,
which
I just learned this tonight.
Honestly, Granger Smith sounds like a guy who's going to show up on this season to play music.
He might have been on a past season to play music.
He seems like the just random Mad Libs country name that ends up on this show.
Granger Smith, I don't know his music, but he is apparently very popular. But my almost sister-in-law was telling me tonight, she's a big Granger Smith fan, and she was telling me tonight that that's who Tyler S. Is Granger Smith's brother.
Wow.
So look at that.
Okay, so predictions for the season. A, how many episodes do you think we have of Claire's love story?
I don't know, because in the way the previews made it look, it looked like a lot, but everything I've read about this says that she filmed for only 12 days.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say we have 3 to 4.
I originally was going to go 2.5 before the season started, like halfway through the third episode, it would switch to Tayshia. I'm changing it to 3.5. So I think exactly they're going to milk it a little bit longer.
They're definitely going to milk it a little bit longer. And I'm wondering if the whole season's going to go longer now. Like, if supposedly, if you haven't heard, which at this point most people have, is that Claire films for like 12 days, falls madly in love with Dale, says see you later, refuses to finish the show, says I'm leaving with Dale, I'm in love, leaves with Dale, and then supposedly they bring Tayshia, and then she becomes new Bachelorette.
Yeah.
None of this is like 100% confirmed, so we'll see. But my big question, I mean, I have a lot of questions, but if they bring Tayshia in to become the Bachelorette, right?
Yeah.
What about the guys Claire sends home in the meantime? Do they get to come back and have another shot?
So that's something I was curious about.
Will any of them leave because they came specifically for Claire and they, I mean,
well, it kind of looks like it kind of looks like there's some sort of mutiny happening later in the season where some, like a chunk of the dudes just get up and leave.
Well, it's weird.
I think
you
that's
came
what the big
Claire.
Drama is going to be.
I don't know.
Did
I'm
they
intrigued.
Come for Claire though? I mean,
I don't know.
I'm like, I just want to be on TV.
I don't know. Yeah, that's true. That's true. A lot of them just want to be on TV.
Are there any of the guys that are on there now that you see as better fits with Tayshia?
Not yet, because I don't know any of their names.
That's true. That's true.
I don't know who anyone is yet, so maybe. Maybe.
I think that any of like the kind of goofy ones are probably going to be off the table, because she kind of had that with JPJ already.
Yeah, she did have that with JPJ.
And so she's moving on from
that. JPJ up to, you think?
I don't know. I follow him on Instagram, but nothing's really popping. That's
I liked them together because they didn't make any sense.
TayPJ.
TayPJ. What a great couple name.
All right, well, time to get to everyone's favorite segment, especially Allison's favorite segment of the show. We're giving out our two roses for last night.
The problem is I've complained about doing this because I don't like to come up with these. And then I believe it was our good friend Katie who at one point told us, like, I love when you guys do the two roses. That's my favorite part. And I was like, great.
Shout
now
out,
I have to
KPR.
Do it forever. Thanks a lot, KPR. Now I have to do it forever.
I'll go first.
Okay.
I'll do mine.
All right.
The Susudio rose is going to go to Bennett now.
Yours are always so, like, obscure. I don't even know what they mean.
Have you seen the movie American Psycho?
I think you know the answer. It is no.
No. So that is a movie with, why am I forgetting his name? Christian Bale. He plays basically what Bennett looks like, the guy with the Rolls Royce and the scarf, rich New York City businessman, wealth manager.
It was also summer. Like, why the hell was Bennett wearing a scarf?
I don't know. He's also in the movie a murderous psycho, hence the name American Psycho.
Good.
And he kills some prostitutes to the song Sioux Studio, and just because Bennett reminds me of Patrick Bates in that movie. Okay. That's I'm giving him that rose.
Okay. That was a lot.
Long
okay.
way to get Oof. There.
All right. My first one is called The Truth Hurts Rose, also known as a hit song by Lizzo.
Yeah.
Given to Blake because of the line where she talks about he already in my DMs.
Oh.
Because Blake already slid into Claire's DMs before the show started filming.
Okay.
That's right?
A good one. That's Thank a good you. One. See, Thank you. You like doing this. I can
no,
see
I don't.
That twinkle in your eyes when no. you're about to say it. You're gonna
There's no twinkle.
I'm going to give the I don't really think you're from Long Island Rose to Jason. So they're talking about his accent being Long Island, and it's almost 0% Long Island. It irritated me. And like
last, I don't like the way you're saying Long Island.
Long Island?
You're like not saying the G enough.
Long Island. Long Island. Okay?
Okay, better.
And I like just watched a short clip of Long Island Medium.
Oh, my mom loves that show.
It was literally just to kill time before we left for trivia last night. And obviously, like, thick L.I. accents. And this guy claiming to be from Long Island, claiming to basically live the life of My Cousin Vinny. This guy's full of shit. Also, wow, have you seen My Cousin Vinny?
No.
Oh, my God, so good.
You seem so passionate about this, though. So
I love also how he pivoted when she was like, no, I haven't seen Long Island. Or not. she probably hasn't seen Long Island meet him. But she hadn't seen My Cousin Vinny. And she's like, I'd much more like to be outside. And he's like, oh, yeah, no, I love
being
outside.
Live outside.
I basically am outside. And she
was like, same. I used to climb trees and play in the dirt. And he's like, oh, yeah. And I'm like, I don't believe either of you.
I live in a forest now, actually.
Birds are my only friends. I eat berries off the trees. Oh, I love it. Okay. And my second one was the Michael Phelps / Usain Bolt Award, Rose. Mm-hmm. Not award. Rose goes to Dale because he's so far ahead of everyone else. It's like everyone else is probably like, why are we even here? This is a waste of time. Because Michael Phelps and Usain Bolt, I always think of as they're being so far ahead of everyone else and they always win. And that's how I feel about where Dale's at right now. And that's how Claire feels as well, I think.
No, he is. He's secretariat. He's
massively the front
ahead.
Runner.
We're going to get to that extra Bachelor Nation news that you have. But first, let's take a quick commercial break.
All right. So we haven't had a podcast in months.
Long time.
And
we haven't even spoken.
It's good to see you. You look so different.
I've been doing some things with my face. I don't really know if I like it. I got a nose job.
I can tell. It looks a little bruised.
Yeah.
Yeah, Evan and I haven't seen each other. We never talk. We never hang out. No. We don't work together anymore.
Which actually is wonderful.
We actually really don't work together anymore, which is sad.
I fired her.
Yeah. Yes, that's exactly what happened.
I was her boss in two situations at the old job,
and
now I'm just one boss.
That's exactly it.
And you're on thin ice right now. You better watch it.
Evan likes to think that he's in charge of things, but as we all know, he's not. But anyway, so some things that have been going on with Bachelor Nation. So the biggest drama has been the Colton Cassie.
Oh yeah,
stuff.
I forgot about this.
I see you very much know this.
No,
so
I'm in the weeds.
So Colton and Cassie broke up after he wrote an entire book that's basically like a love letter to Cassie. They break up, and then not only do they break up, but Cassie all of a sudden gets a restraining order against him and claims he's like basically stalking her and is now has like a lawsuit trying to happen because he apparently put tracking devices in her car.
Yeah, she filed a police report last week.
Wild. Yeah, she filed a police report. He's like not allowed to contact her at all. He's like, I don't know what's going on. So crazy. And she's like, you put tracking devices in my car. Which
he admitted to.
Did he?
Yeah.
Did he say why?
Probably because he's a fucking
lunatic.
Do
you believe that he did all this stuff? Like, do you feel like this seems like a Colton move?
Yes, because I think he's
clingy,
and I think
that was evident from the entire season when he left for Cassie, who didn't want to be with him.
I kind of think too, like, he probably did lose his virginity to her, and it became like the
like an obsession thing.
Yeah,
thing. I think you're probably right.
And obviously not cool at all. Like, it's A, creepy as shit.
Yeah, no.
And B, bad. Like, when someone's done with you and they don't want to continue communication, like, respect that. Be done with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that whole thing.
Very strange. Wild. It's hard to parse out. You know, I don't know all the details behind it, but definitely taking Cassie's side.
Yeah, absolutely. So that whole thing has been going down. That's been wild. Becca and Garrett broke up. They were engaged for a few years. She was the bachelorette.
Okay.
She was the last bachelorette before Hannah.
Yes.
Yes. And she got engaged to Garrett. They broke up recently after he made some pretty insensitive comments surrounding the Black Lives Matter movement. And Rachel Lindsay, who does a podcast with Becca, was pretty vocal about her feelings about Garrett. And all of a sudden, everyone had been speculating and they officially said they broke up. Caitlin Bristow, my favorite bachelorette, who I love with all my heart, is on Dancing with the Stars right now.
Mm-hmm.
Her dream come true because she was denied from getting to be on it like years ago.
Yeah.
So that was pretty cool. And that was like a big announcement during her like greatest of all time season thing.
Is she...
She's doing really well.
Okay.
She's doing really well.
Is Carol Baskin still in it?
No, she's been gone, I think, since the first week. But Caitlin is apparently doing really well, which is great. Just literally like right before we did this, saw the news that Ashley and JP, who have been like a long term bachelor couple, they have like, I think, 3 kids, just announced that they are divorcing after several months of secret separation, which is very sad. What am I missing? Any other bachelor stuff?
You're asking the wrong person.
I'm not really asking you. I'm just kind of asking the world.
That's why they come to us.
You're right. Mike Johnson released a book.
Yes.
Don't
know if we're gonna read that one, but
so yeah. Mike Johnson released a book. The other thing is, so Peter, we all know Peter's with Kelly, whatever.
Oh yeah.
But supposedly Peter has come out and said that he's got a lot of tea to spill when his contract with ABC is up.
Interesting.
Apparently it's up soon, and he's apparently got a lot of tea he would like to spill.
Interesting.
Yep. So that is really interesting.
They're gallivanting around. I don't follow either of them on Instagram, but
I follow both.
But I see it like by proxy sometimes.
Yeah.
They seem to not give a fuck about COVID.
Yeah, I think you're correct.
Like, this is a pro mask podcast.
This is a pro mask podcast. You're right.
And like, they're just all up in places, and it's, I don't know. I feel like a lot of like the influencer type people are kind of not setting a good example for some of this stuff.
Yeah.
That's just me.
A couple other things I'm remembering now as I'm seeing this here. This will mean nothing to you. Kenny, great guy from Rachel's season. Kenny's awesome. He actually removed himself from her season because he missed his daughter too much.
Oh, wow.
Just got engaged. So that's exciting news for him. Chris Soules and Victoria broke up. Match made in heaven there. They broke up recently. Vanessa, who was engaged to Nick Vial, she got engaged. Very exciting. And Nick actually commented congratulating her.
Okay.
I feel like that might be it. That might be it. The Cassie Colton thing has been like the biggest kind of shock, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
Because that was pretty wild.
Well, yeah. we'll keep updated on that.
A lot of stuff's been going down. But that's pretty much it for week one.
Yeah. Thank you guys for coming out. And if you guys want
for coming out. Thanks for coming out.
Coming out. You guys are to out our here. Event. You're here listening. Again, now we're way, 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 way past my bedtime.
Yeah, it's definitely time for everyone to go to bed. But thank you guys for listening. Real quick
before I fall asleep, mm-hmm. How can the people reach out to us?
Yes, please, if you are not already doing so, or if you're new, again, shout out to Seth Walsh. You better be following us now. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter at BatchPleasePod. And you can also send us an email, BatchPleasePod@gmail.com. And do you always make me say that because you forget?
Yeah, I think there was a time where I just literally did not know the name of our email.
Perfect.
Or Twitter or any of that.
Evan's very dedicated to the craft. Please send us an email if you have any thoughts, questions, anything about this season that you want to talk about, or give us a follow on our social medias. And thanks for listening to the pod.
I'm so tired.
Time for bed.